How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, have you ever had it on your plans to take a trip over to the UK? Now might be a pretty, pretty good time to buy that airplane ticket, because once you get there, stuff's going to be a lot cheaper than it's been in a long, long time. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show as we tackle some of the issues of today. A lot of people concerned about market volatility. Why? We've been talking about this for years on this program. If you have the right time horizon in mind, you may think that this market volatility is more of a buying opportunity than a selling opportunity. In particular, if you've established the kinds of ground rules that we've established here on this program for the buy and hold investor. But clearly, there is an impact with the so-called Brexit, with Britain pretty much telling the EU to go pound. I mean, that was a pun, by the way. Go pound, get it? Oh, boy. U.S. economy looks likely to weather the overseas storm, says the Wall Street Journal. Let's synopsize just a tiny bit about what the WSJ and Kiplinger and what just about everybody is saying about the so-called Brexit. And I find it super, super fascinating. Really fascinating, because in many respects, it's what we've been seeing here in the United States. In my opinion, for whatever it's worth, a lot of this has to do with the way the EU is importing socialism and the borders situation, which you hear every single day from Donald Trump. Well, all you got to do is look at what's happened in Europe over the years with the open border situation. And there's a lot of people that just don't want to see that in the United States. Now, you can call it what you want. Some people call it bigotry and racism and all that stuff. I just think, quite frankly, it's common sense. It's common sense that you at least know who's coming into your country. And I think that the people over in the UK made that decision, although the pollsters got it all wrong. I mean, there was like an 80% chance that the stay would win. And the leave ended up winning by about 4 points. I think that's kind of like when the pollsters call me on the phone and they say, who are you going to vote for? I tell them, you know, whoever I want to tell them. You know, and that's what happens. You go in the booth. You know, I don't want to take heat from anybody. Most people don't. So you go in the booth and then you really vote your conscience. And I think that's what happened over in the UK. Here's what the Wall Street Journal had to say about the Brexit. The UK's decision to exit the European Union may rock the overall U.S. economy in the coming months, but it's not likely to sink it. You know, I can't see it, to be honest with you, but it certainly is going to cause some havoc, as it already has in many respects. Once the initial market turmoil abates, we don't know how long that will take, the Brexit decision will become the latest in a long list of headwinds contributing to the American economic sluggishness. So when we talk about the growth here in the U.S., which has been
lackluster to begin with, that's going to get more lackluster, but not by a significant amount, I don't think. The British decision is expected to hit the U.S. economy at least in three key ways. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. It will strengthen the dollar, weigh on business confidence, and tighten financial conditions. All of that will saddle American businesses and investors, particularly those with a strong presence abroad. American households, on the other hand, could see some benefit from cheaper imports and gas prices. Okay, so this is all about the dollar strengthening here in the United States. And several things happen when the dollar strengthens. Interest rates here in the U.S. go down. If you looked at the 10-year today, the 10-year Treasury, you're down at about 1.57%. What does that mean? That means if you want to make a loan to the United States government for 10 years, they will pay you 1.57%. That could go lower. It could go lower. Over in Europe, I mean, they're already at negative interest rates in many of the countries. So you make a loan to one of the European, like Sweden or whatever, you might get back, I don't know, 1% or a negative 0.5%. So this is what's happening. So with the strength of the dollar, money is flocking from overseas to the United States, which is driving the interest rates lower. And also, what's Janet Yellen going to do? Raise interest rates now? Not likely. Ain't going to happen, at least in my opinion. But let's go back to the Wall Street Journal's opinion. Over time, this could accelerate the U.S. economy's move away from manufacturing and exports and toward consumer spending and housing. Well, both of those are strong drivers of the U.S. economy. So one might offset the other. So I wouldn't expect the U.S. to enter into recession territory. Again, my opinion. The greenback will strengthen. And that will likely persist, especially given worries about the UK decision fueling further EU disintegration. Well, like I said to the TV folk, this is probably not the end of the EU disintegration. I'm sure there are other countries that are waiting in line for their own referendum and the timing. And I'm sure that the EU is quite concerned about that. And some pundits say this is the beginning of the end of the EU. A sustained appreciation of the dollar curbs demand for U.S. exports by making products and services more expensive to sell abroad. That's right. That's why I said, well, if you go abroad, like if you go to England right now, you go over to the UK, number one, well, you might have to pay a little bit more for your U.S. airplane ticket, but maybe British Air might be a little bit cheaper. I don't know. But when you get there, the hotel room's going to be cheaper. The food's going to be cheaper. The transportation's going to be cheaper. Everything is going to be cheaper because your dollar is going to go a lot farther because the dollar is stronger. That strength in the dollar is great if you're consuming European goods and services. Now, if you're exporting U.S. goods and services, then it hurts you. So for the multinational companies, I think you have to expect their profits to get hit, no question about it, which is one of the reasons why the stock market will be volatile at least for a while. Now, a lot of people have asked me, okay, so what do I do? Do I sell? No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I would not abandon my diversified approach, buy and hold long-term investment. Because I think in the long run, this is going to play out just fine. It always does. But the problem is you've got the traders on Wall Street, the program traders, the big hedge fund managers. They're all trying to make a quick buck or protect themselves from some downturn. So they're pushing the sell button right now. In reality, 15 years from now, we won't even think about this day. So you might consider taking advantage of this downturn. For example, if you're 70 and a half this year. You have a required minimum distribution, don't you? Take it now. Take it now in kind. In other words, you got some stocks, they're down. You got a mutual fund, it's down. Take shares of stock or shares of the mutual fund in kind. That way you'll pay tax on the lower amount, right? And then if it's something you want to hold on to, you just convert it at a lower price or a lower basis, as we call it, ordinary income into a capital gain. Ordinary income can be taxed at, you know, 15%, 25%, 39%, whatever percent. Capital gains, maximum tax rate's like going to be 20%, 15% for most of us. And if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, it's zero. So you may be able to do some kind of a distribution in kind of a mutual fund, take advantage of these lower prices, hold. When the mutual fund comes back, you could sell it and maybe sell it at a 0% tax. Wow. Okay, so enough on this Brexit thing. Just go to the bank on this. We live in a volatile world. And anybody trying to make short-term trades for short-term profits or shorting the market, in my opinion, is playing with fire. Playing with fire. So if you got your strategy set up and you've been dealing with this over the past couple of years, listening to this program, here's what I want you to do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you don't have a strategy, stick around. Lynn Rowe will join me momentarily and we'll talk about it.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
BizTalkRadio.com.
That I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him to
Lynn Rowe singing to Hank Paulson today, Mr. Sandman, who's decided to abandon all of his Republican ties, I guess, or he's got his elitist ties going, and he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. And he's, you know, he's one of the guys, he's a Goldman Sachs. I mean, this guy, he's part of this establishment. We talk about the Brexit. Now, Lynn, you and I have not spoken about this, but I think I know where you stand on it. Larry Lindsey basically said it's the ruling class versus the people. I think Steve Forbes said it's a messy divorce, and all divorces are messy. But in the long run, everything seems to be okay. What do you say about it?
Well, Ray, I mean, it's the unwashed masses, emphasis on the word masses, that want it out.
Well, obviously, I think that's totally right. I think you're absolutely right. And this is not a Republican or a Democrat or a left and a right-wing thing, because you can find people on both sides of that equation. A lot of left-wingers from Wall Street are saying...
I use the word air fingers, unwashed, lovingly, because they're the folks that are doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue-collar guys.
So from my perspective, as bad as it may be in the short run for many of the banks, And believe me, we're all sensitive to that. We're Wall Street people. Can I put that in quotes, too?
Mm-hmm.
Because we come from that place. But the same thing is true when Larry Lindsey was quoted as saying it was the incompetent, arrogant government that brought this upon themselves. And he was talking about over there, but it could be very, very easily translated.
Gosh, it sounds familiar.
in either event, we'll just have to see what happens. But you are a strategist, planning-driven financial advisor.
Right.
And your advice, I know what your advice would have been, because, you know, we worked together for many, many years,
yes.
And I used to watch over what your advice was.
Right.
But the fact is, we plan for this stuff. This is the kind of thing that you plan for. Now, you may not create the greatest rates of return in planning for this kind of thing, but when something like this happens, it's like ho-hum. You don't even think about your portfolio. I didn't even look at mine. Did you look at yours over the weekend or anything?
No, I didn't.
No, who cares?
Mm-mm.
Is the point.
Yeah.
Because 10 years from now, it's not going to matter.
Right.
Brexit, nobody's going to know what Brexit is. In fact, nobody knows what it is anyway, because according to Google, I think it's the most searched term on Google.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? You see, Brexit. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Is that some high-tech company out of the Silicon Valley? Brexit?
That's a new breakfast cereal.
It's a new breakfast cereal. So let's talk about risk here for just a minute, because this is paramount when we discuss things like retirement planning, especially in times like these where clearly there's going to be more volatility.
Cover your backside and cover your bases.
All right, so I was going through a lot of my research. There's 18 of them.
Okay.
Allow me to read them all off real quick, and then you can address those that you feel most capable of addressing.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Longevity risk. Got that. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation risk. That not happening anytime soon, by the way. Excess withdrawal risk.
Mm.
Health expense risk.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care risk. By the way, these are the risks that you are facing in retirement. There's 18 of them. I counted them out, worked on them this past weekend. Long-term care risk, frailty risk, financial elder abuse risk, market risk, which we're experiencing right now, interest rate risk, liquidity risk, sequence of returns risk, forced retirement risk, reemployment risk. You didn't think there were that many risks, did you? But there are. Employer insolvency, a la WorldCom and Enron risk, loss of spouse risk, unexpected financial responsibility risk, timing risk, and public policy risk. Have you thought about those, folks? Have you thought about one or more of them? Most people go through life, Lynn, they don't think about any of these because, especially for the last, 20 years or so, the market's been, we've had a couple of hiccups, but we've recovered like almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. We've not had some prolonged bear thing. We had the decade from 2000 through 2009. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's been pretty rosy for a baby boomer who started putting money into the market in the 80s.
Sure. Well, Ray, you know, I think it's interesting that at least a half dozen or so, maybe more of those risks that you listed in the very beginning are really the kinds of things that we address on the show all the time and that I address with my clients. I mean, longevity. Oh, my gosh. We all have this vision of living almost as long as our parents, and the reality is we're going to go way past our parents. And the question is, have you planned enough finances to be able to pay you an income during that time? That's where we get back to the idea of having that guaranteed lifetime income. We've talked about that before, and we've used annuities as a good example of ways to reassure you and make sure that that's available to you. Health expense risk. We know from the Fidelity studies that something like $244,000 is about what a couple should expect to spend in medical expenses after 65 that aren't covered by their health insurance. And that's kind of scary. So now you've got $250,000 plus that you have to pay those kinds of bills, in addition to, next, the long-term care risk. So to think that the long-term care risk is in and of itself one risk, really, that's tied together with the health risk. And so most couples don't take these things into account, just like you were saying. They just don't walk through it.
It's so critically important that individuals go through the laundry list of risks. We can't get into all of these, but maybe throughout the course of this week, we certainly can. But let's focus on a couple of them that I picked out for you. Everybody knows about the health insurance risk, if they've been listening to you on the air for all these months and years.
Sure.
And the long-term care risk. Let me read you what they say about frailty.
I was going to touch on it.
Frailty risk is the risk that as a result of deteriorating mental or physical health, a retiree may not be able to execute sound judgment in managing her financial affairs and or may become unable to care for her home. That's a biggie that a lot of people ignore.
It's huge.
I saw, I don't know where I was reading this over the weekend, I guess, and I saw where you've got another family in a fight over assets and how mom and dad are going to be cared for and all that stuff because one or more of the parents is experiencing this frailty situation, whether it be memory loss or whatever.
Physical.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about how you address that risk in your practice. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Stick around, folks. Lynn Rose, certified financial planner. She's one of the best in the business. Absolutely. You want to stick around for this segment of The Ray Lucia Show. No Brexit here. A little break, maybe. But no exit.
That's right.
Stage left. Was it exit stage left or exit stage right?
Right.
Exit stage right?
I think so.
See, you're up on your cartoons, too. That's what I like about you. We'll be back. Many more of them
live next door. Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We are talking about frailty risk. You may not think that's that big of a deal because you're not frail yet. But if you have a parent like I do who is frail, you'll be thinking about it for you for certain, especially if it's costing you bucks out of your pocket. Let me read. Lynn Rowe, by the way, joins me. And I'm so glad you're here, Lynn, because I've been studying the 18 risks that individuals face in retirement. As you know,
quite a list.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
I have no life, but I love doing this stuff.
here's
what it has to say. At some point later in life, you might have trouble remembering to pay your bills or have difficulty balancing your checkbook, filling out complex medical insurance claims, also making medical decisions, etc. Maybe you own a home, you got to mow the lawn, you got to find people to help out, and you're just not in that position. Mm-hmm. Factors. A University of Michigan study shows one-third of those age 65 plus suffer from frailty. And a UK study shows the longer you are retired, the more your mental health decreases. Mm-hmm. Working longer can help hold off frailty, mm-hmm. but sooner or later, it attacks everyone unless you're so lucky or have the misfortune of having a heart attack and croaking on the spot, mm-hmm. which is happening with I guess a less degree of certainty because we're keeping people alive a lot longer.
Yeah, we are. Longevity is the first one that you mentioned is also a concern because longevity and the frailty tie together. Like you're saying, the longer someone lives, the more likely the chance that they're going to become frail, and frail defined as either mental incapacity of some sort or physical incapacity or a combination of those things. And so what we see is that people need to do their homework when it comes to estate planning. I just talked with a couple recently, and he said, we dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. They did their estate plan. They set up alternate trustees. They know that they can trust those people. They're younger than they are. They're individuals who will be able to make those kind of decisions for them. They did their durable power of health care. But he said, the piece of the puzzle that's missing that I need your help with is to take care of what if we need care, because I don't want that person to have to scramble around and try to figure out how they're going to pay for the care by selling assets in a hurry or whatever they have to do. I'd rather know that they can make a phone call, fill out a form, and a check will start coming in when I'm qualified to do that. And that's where the long-term care came in, Ray.
All right, so talk about that, because this is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a husband and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
They've dotted all the I's. They've crossed all the T's.
They've been listening
to the program.
Yes.
They've got their act together. By the way, kudos to those folks.
Because most
of the people, I would be willing to bet that 90% of the people that you talk to have at least got one T not crossed or one I not dotted.
Yeah.
Most of them a lot more than one or two, and there's 18 of these
risks
to address. But how did you solve the problem for them? Where did you find the premium dollars and all that?
They had some money that they had set aside, and he is still working and she is still working. They plan to work for a few more years, but they didn't have the wherewithal. They really liked the linked benefit because if something happened to either one of them, they liked the idea of that capital coming back, multiple amounts of that capital coming back to either one of them to be able to help.
Now, you should explain that the linked benefit is a life insurance policy.
Yes, it is.
With its long-term care rider.
Right.
So in the event that they put $50,000 in, they would get way more than $50,000
exactly
out if someone died. Or if they entered some kind of a facility or whatever,
then they have the
they would have way more than the $50,000 to pay for care.
Exactly right.
So it was like a no-risk, in quotes, way for them to fund long-term care.
And it also answers that one of those other risks that you mentioned, and that is liquidity, because if there is an emergency later, they can get that capital back.
So I put $100,000 in, and the roof leaks, or I need to help out a kid or a grandkid with a down payment on a home or whatever, I could take cash out by borrowing money at literally no interest or none to speak of.
Right.
And all that happens is that amount of money is reduced if I die or need long-term care.
Now, here's the best news about this, because when they looked at they liked the benefits and the linked benefit, but they didn't have the capital to put in a lump sum for both of them. So what we did was we set up one with a lump sum for his wife. The gentleman wanted her to have that capital in there, so if she needed it when he was gone, she could tap into it. But then he said, I'm going to be working for a few more years, so I'll pay mine annually for a short period of time. So we set it up on what we call a short pay.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So when you do short pays, how short can short be?
Could be 5 years.
So in other words, let's say it was $50,000. He could put 10 grand in a year for 5 years.
Right.
And if you needed to find that money, if the guy's putting $24,000 into his 401k plan, mm-hmm. and like you said, he's already dotted the I's of retirement, mm-hmm. he's got his plan set up, just reduce the amount of money that you put in. And if he's working, he probably will get at least a partial deduction that premium, correct?
Yes. And you know what's interesting about that type of product with that short pay is that oftentimes people, after the kids are gone, after they've helped them with college, they find that they've got that cash flow freed up now, but they know they're going to be retiring soon. A short pay is a great solution because they can stuff the money into this type of a plan so they don't have to be paying premiums after they retire.
Okay, so if you're thinking about frailty risk or long-term care risk or health care risk, then you want to contact Lynn Rowe, as I did many years ago, and I'm very, very happy, by the way, that I did. I want my LTC.net. You can go online and check her out. She has all kinds of very, very cool stuff there. I want my LTC.net, or you can call her at 877-270-3127. Lynn, I get more emails about you than I get about anybody.
Oh, my.
With due respect to all of the guests that I have on this program, not that there are that many, but people love you. Why is that? Why do they love you so much? And when I was doing this for a living, nobody loved me.
It's because they know I love them.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm teasing, by the way. I had a few people that loved me.
Of course they did.
All their names
Everybody
ended in a vowel.
Ray. Everybody loves Raymond.
That's true. I had a TV show. Seriously, they say knowledgeable, patient. I mean, you don't put the hard clothes and twist people's arms and all that stuff. You just give them the facts. When you get the facts, you have to say yes, because the facts are on the side of acting as opposed to not acting. The only legit excuse is you don't have the money and you can't find the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rare, because you've come up with solutions for people who think they don't have the money or can't find the money. And then I've gotten emails saying, I didn't think I had the money, but Lynn Rowe showed me how I can make this affordable.
Well, I just worked with a lady recently who was looking at that, and she said, I've got all these projects in my house I can't do, and so on and so on. We looked at a reverse mortgage. It made perfect sense for her. She paid off her mortgage. She doesn't have a mortgage payment. She's now doing some of those projects, and she took some of that cash and set it aside to be able to pay for her long-term care.
I've got one other risk here on this list that you might be interested in commenting on in the short time that we have left. Loss of spouse risk.
Mm.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at my beautiful wife on our 43rd wedding anniversary as we were hanging out at the Rancho Bernardo Inn. By the way, you didn't come and see me because I had a gig at the Rancho Bernardo Inn. Roy was there. All of our old pals showed up.
Dear.
Jerry Donatio was there.
Yeah.
It was great. Chuck Harbster was there. All of our good friends from the past showed up. And I did an all Beatles night with a buddy of mine by the name of Martin Coughlin, who's from Scotland. He's got the great accent, so he could introduce all the songs and sound almost legit. But as I was sitting there at the Rancho Bernardo with my wife out at the spa pool, I was thinking to myself, how blessed I am to have a spouse that's healthy, that's smart, that does everything for me and my
family
members.
And she loves you to pieces.
She does love me to pieces. We were in church together this morning, holding hands, doing exactly that, loving each other to pieces. What a blessing that is.
Mm-hmm.
Take that away from me. Oh, my Lord, it would be absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
Talk about that for 30 seconds.
Well, Ray, you're right. And it's so hard to watch somebody go through that. And I always tell clients, you know, families of clients, it's going to take about a year for them just to get through the firsts.
My dad, 5 years, he still mourns
daily. It's much
harder. Oh,
much harder on men than it is on women. I don't know why that is, but I've been through that situation. But you got to go through the year of the firsts. You know, the first time you go to the grocery store alone, the first time you get the car tuned up, the first time you have to pay the property taxes, the first time. I mean, there's firsts that you, somebody else.
Excuse me a second.
Done.
Can you stick around for the Q&A session?
Sure.
I want to finish this discussion.
Sure.
Because it's so critically important that people think about this stuff. Because
yes.
You know what? It's going to happen more than likely to you or your wife or your husband. Unless you guys go on a plane crash together. Or like Jeannie and I, we have this mutual suicide thing. Not really. This is so, so critically important.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that psychologically and financially? We'll finish with that, and we've got some questions. Linro will help me answer. Can you help me answer a few emails?
I'd be happy to.
Not that I'm incapable.
Never.
But you always add some interesting twists to just about everything. Stick around, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Well, the All Beatles Day continues here on the Rayleigh Scio Show. Welcome back, folks. We're talking about a very, very difficult topic, loss of spouse risk. I was just explaining to my guest, Lynn Rose, my pal for many, many years, that Jeannie and I just celebrated our 43rd wedding anniversary, and so far both of us still fairly healthy, her more healthy than I, although I'm fasting today.
She's whipping you into shape.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a fast today, to do a cleanse, because I'm a fat hog. I've gained a lot of weight over the last few years. It's all stress-induced.
Yes, it is, yeah.
I don't know why I'm so stressed out. But anyway,
it's Brexit.
The loss of a spouse, as you all know, is a major personal loss. But planning can at least help solve some of the... Let me go through some of the factors here. The Society of Actuary Surveys find that people do not comprehend the financial magnitude of a loss of a spouse. Loss of a spouse always means a reduction in Social Security benefits.
Yeah.
The surviving spouse may not have the knowledge, ability, or interest in managing finances.
Yep.
Women from the baby boom generation could be widows for as long as 15 to 20 years. Think about that one. And 15% of elderly widows are in poverty. Only 4% of couples are in poverty. What say you?
Well, Ray, you bring up a good point. I mean, first of all, the loss is horrendous. Secondly, the financial part of it just compounds it enormously because the fear takes over. I've seen husbands and wives become absolutely paralyzed from the fear of making the wrong decision. And so having wherewithal to be able to pay the bills and not have to worry about it is a big deal, which is where, frankly, life insurance comes in.
Can I make a point for our audience? Because
yes,
you and I have talked about this privately.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really, if the husband in this case has a life insurance policy, don't cancel it.
Oh, please.
Keep the life insurance policy in force. Buy long-term care insurance on the female, because it's more likely than not the husband's going to die first. The life insurance can take care of, you know, providing the surviving woman, in this case, an income. And if, in fact, the husband doesn't die and the wife ends up going into a nursing home, which is probably 2-to-1 times greater a likelihood, then the husband has the money to provide the care.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be a reasonable solution?
That's
and life
a great
insurance
solution.
Is fairly inexpensive, and most of the time you already have it.
Yeah.
It's just some broker says, oh, let's cash this insurance policy in and put it in a mutual fund. That may be a really dumb decision.
It's a bad decision, because what if he does need the care and he doesn't have the long-term care, not able to qualify for it? There are programs we can turn the spigot on that life insurance and provide an income for him if he needed care. So there's, don't cancel the life insurance, whatever you do.
All right. If you've got questions, email me, RayLucia.com, RayLucia. Click on the Ask Ray button. Or just go to visit Lynn Rowe at her website, because she has way more information on this stuff than I do. I want my LTC.net. You can contact Lynn at I want my LTC.net, or simply call her at 877-270-3127. Let's do some emails. What do you think, Lynn?
There we go.
All right, Mr. Postman delivered this one from Kristen in Littleton, Colorado. My dad is divorced and currently unmarried. He created a living trust and will be naming myself as the only successor so that his assets would transfer to me upon death. If he ever did decide to get married again, would the trust still fully apply? Well, I'll start. The trust fully applies unless the assets have beneficiary designations, or unless it is a bona fide retirement account, like a 401k. Because remember, in a 401k, even if your living trust says, and your will says, my 401k is going to my kids from the prior marriage, your new spouse, under federal law, will end up getting that money unless you have a post-nuptial signed document stating that the new spouse waives all rights to that 401k money. Very, very important. Otherwise, Lynn, the living trust should be fine. It's just beneficiary designations trump any trust.
Always have.
Unless the assets
they
are in
the trust, yeah.
The trust, and the trust is named as the actual
beneficiary,
right?
That's exactly right. You know, another good point for this lady is that, let's face it, whether he remarries or not, the odds are if he needs some sort of care at some point, that's going to fall on you. And you are the designated caregiver in that family right now. So I would start looking at whether or not you want to take some of those assets and talk with him about setting up some sort of plan so that you know that when he needs the care, and he's got a 43% chance of needing it, so don't discount it just because he's a guy. So if that's the case, then you know you can go somewhere and get some help. You can get some support from the insurance company. You can get some capital to pay the bills, and you don't have to worry about, okay, what do I sell and what do I do?
You know, I recall back in the day where I had a conversation with a family about this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was we were convincing the kid that was going to inherit all these assets, but a lot of the assets were illiquid real estate.
Mm.
So I said, well, you got your choices here. Mm-hmm. You can take the chance, or you can take money out of your bank account. The person was doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend $300-$500 a month, buy a long-term care insurance policy,
yes,
on the old man.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, you know, what actually happened, because I left the business, but if they bought a long-term care policy, what they're really doing is preserving the assets that they are ultimately going to inherit,
right,
and not have to be forced into selling a property
at the worst possible time.
At an inopportune time, especially if, you know, that parent, adult parent or whatever, is managing the real estate, because you're going to have to pay to have somebody manage it, unless you are experienced at property management.
Yeah, there's
lots of different ways,
yes,
that individuals can go about solving this problem. Okay, I gave the rest of our emailers the short shrift, but I did so in favor of having you on a little bit longer, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Folks, if you want to get a hold of Lynn, it's pretty easy. I want my LTC. What does LTC stand for? Long-term care. If I were really quick, I'd come up with something else, but I don't want to confuse you. I want my LTC.net, 877-270-3127. Of course, you can always email me at RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. And I promise you, next time I'll get to more than just one email, unless, of course, Lynn is with me and we have a very excellent discussion.
Chat.
Thank you again for coming by.
Thank you, Ray.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.